Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of Anime Nights. My name is Lady Frey Frey, and today's topic at the Knights Roundtable is relationships.
Hello, everyone. Gingerbread Man here.
Lady Megatron.
The Black Star.
Lady Freya. Oh, Frey Frey!
All right, welcome back. We are at episode 2.
Woo! All right.
Yeah.
This is yeah.
I figure we worked out the kinks in the first episode. Now we move on to number 2.
And we're back.
So, as Lady Frey Frey say, we are doing relationships. Fun.
I don't know if relationships are all that much fun.
Yep. So, I know what we were doing, but I decided, like, you know what? It'd be interesting to Google how are dating habits in Japan. I figure, you know, it will be similar to how it is in all the anime, right? You figure relationships in comic books are like how it is in America. Dating habits in Japan should be how it is in anime. So, this is a few rules I found on the website exploringtokyo.com. You should go check it out. It was pretty fun.
Are they paying you for this endorsement?
No.
Oh. I'll look into that.
Yes, but you always quote your source.
Nice.
That's good what call. You do. Good so, call. Lady Megatron, read the rules.
All right, so here are the rules. So, the rules are going to be from both men, women, and then from both men and women, the same rule. So, the first rule is from a man in Japan. It's before you kiss or try anything physical, you must communicate your feelings. For example, you would say something like, I like you and I think you're lovely. For a rule for women would be, don't be touchy-feely with him as he'll think you're a whore. And just after his trousers snake. Okay. And it says the same rules still apply in Japan. The men must make the first move and the women must first give him the sign that she's interested. Okay, then.
Does she notice his trouser snake before she does anything with him? Is that part of the rules?
Maybe we should pose that question to our viewers.
Yes.
To our listeners. The next rule is for both men and women, and it's don't be fast. Give your partner several dates in order to start developing and showing feelings for you. The next rule is for just men. Control yourself. I can definitely see this one. Japanese girls are notoriously easy for various reasons, including the cultural subservience to men, and if you put enough pressure on them, they will give it up to you. So show them some respect and wait until the moment is right for both of you. Another rule that both of them listen to is that you don't count on the phrase I love you to have the same weight that it does in the Western hemisphere.
It doesn't mean anything in this side of town either.
So
It is no longer the end-all of your arsenio. Instead, you'll have to come up with something more lengthy and creative to describe your feelings, such as, I want to be with you for the rest of my life, etc., etc., etc. So those are some of the rules that were found on this website by Gingerbread Man.
Yes. Yeah, I read those. I thought they were interesting, and I wanted to know what the knights thought about those. Remember, these are our perspective of if you were going to date a Japanese woman or a Japanese man, these are rules you're supposed to follow if you're, you know, I figure if you're Japanese, you already know these rules, but if you're a foreigner and you're trying to date somebody who's Japanese, these are the rules you got to follow. So, anything stand out?
You seem pretty similar to American culture, not just specifically Japanese culture. It seems pretty similar to what I would expect, or what my dad or mom would tell me, in a less zesty way.
Less zesty way.
And I think it kind of is almost an example of how it used to be in our culture, in, I guess, the American culture. But I feel like now, in the 21st century, women are becoming more forward and aren't as intimidated to make that first move. They are not waiting for the men to initiate it. So I do feel like that is kind of a difference. We're not as traditional as we used to be, where these rules would have definitely applied to all of us. But now I feel like they're, you know, one by one kind of being pushed under the rug.
Really? Huh. I'm shocked that everybody was not shocked by the rules.
It seems pretty similar to what.
No touchy feely. I thought in the vest you were encouraged to hold your girl's hand, you know, walk shoulder to shoulder, hug her, kiss her. Isn't that something you were encouraged?
I don't know about you guys, but I'm fond of the go to the movies and you yawn and put your arm over. You gotta do the move. You know how to do that move. It's not a real date.
I mean, the parrot. I think they say it's like, what? Do you want the parrot on this shoulder or this shoulder? That's my favorite cousin.
You gotta do the yawn. Just yawn. Yawn just goes over.
I grew up in a military family where my parents prepared me for everything, for potential rapes, murders, someone coming to our house. Before I went on dates, my family prepared me. This is what a boy's gonna try to do with you. I didn't have a lot of dates.
Oh my.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Y'all thought that better than I thought. Y'all really worldly people. Like, I got shocked. Okay.
We're very accepting.
What would you black star? Is anything that seems like really anime?
I guess in my case, I would say if you see something you want, you take it. You don't wait for it. You don't wait for it to come to you. You're going to lose it. You go for it.
That is not anime.
Yes, it is.
Every anime.
Okay, for anime wise, every anime character you've seen, if it was a woman or a man, if they wanted the guy, like for instance, we can go with Hinata. She was shy the whole time, but she finally came forward. Naruto never came forward with Hinata. She had to do it.
Naruto did came forward. Did you watch the same movie?
No. Before the movie, though. First time this ever happened was the war. No, not the war, it was pain.
Okay, I got you.
So, it depends. It's a situation. Sometimes the women have to do it. Sometimes the men have to do it. Because men were oblivious to a lot of things that we can't help it. You gotta knock it straight.
Okay. Oh, I guess... Anything else?
Okay, I had one more thing to add. So I'm referring to the rule of saying don't count on the phrase "I love you" to have the same weight as it does in the West. As my microphone drops to the floor. Don't worry, I'm okay. Okay, so back to this. I feel like the Western world is overusing the word "I love you." I know, Gingerbread Man, you and I have talked about this quite frequently. I feel like people now say it out of more of habit rather than feeling. And so, you know, every day before you leave the house, say, I love you. And I understand the meaning behind it and why people get in that habit of saying it. But I feel like we really need to stop overusing that word because our children are starting to pick up on it. And they're starting to not realize, like, what that truly means and what's connected to what "I love you" actually means in our culture. So I feel like things are definitely changing around that phrase.
I love hot sauce.
Boo.
I would like to try and see hot sauce get intimate with you, Blackstar.
Good turnaround.
You're saying me and a plate of chicken.
I have seen him go out really
into hot sauce. Okay, here comes another stereotype.
Oh, man.
Good discussion. So let's move on to our first question. Blackstar.
Question number one for everyone viewing our podcast. Is the chase more fun than the catch?
Ooh. We always wanted to. I remember we mentioned this in our first production meeting that we wanted to do this. And I have a theory and why a lot of people find the chase way more fun than the catch.
What's your theory?
My theory is that the chase is all fantasy. Because when you do the chase, you're not dating a guy.
Literally or figuratively? Figuratively.
It's all fantasy. I mean, before you date the guy or the girl, you imagine what they could be and you date them. You know, for women, they might think, well, he is compassionate. He listened to you. He actually cares if you tell a story about how much money you save on this discount. Like, for men, they would think that, well, you know what? She's willing to give it up often. But no, that's not the case when you finally catch them. You realize that, you know what? You don't really care about your discount stories. Like, you could care less about that discount story. Women, I'm a little too tired. Can we do it later? And this is why a lot of people find the chase better than the catch. You know, Cinderella, Prince Charming thing. Everybody see Prince Charming as this nice guy. not knowing that Prince Charming would be a jerk. And this is my theory and why the chase is better than the catch.
To go off the fantasy thing a little bit, it's kind of like me being a fisherman. When you go fishing, you catch them on the line.
Do you fish?
Yeah, I actually do.
Oh, okay.
When you go fishing, you get some on the line, you want to know what kind of fish it is. It feels big, it feels strong. You get all the way up, and it's something really small. And that is what she said.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Well played.
So, anybody else? You think is that why you feel like you like the chase more than the catch? Or am I wrong?
I think that there is an element of fantasy where I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes I'll envision, like, oh, this guy, him and me, we're going to make out, we're going to make sweet, passionate love, and he's this, and he's going to hold me and cuddle me, and we're going to spoon, and we're going to do this all day long. When in actuality, no, he's got his own shit going on, and he wants to kick you out of his house.
Personal!
The truth! Speak, sister, speak!
See, I had to drug Marla 2 minutes later, it's all over. It was a quick session.
Okay. He gets to the sex joke.
I was gonna say about the catch or the chase being more interesting than the catch is because you're in a fantasy world, like we're all saying, but you're really experiencing that honeymoon period where you're not really showing each other's true colors because you don't truly know somebody until you've been with them for years, and even then, you don't ever truly know somebody. So I feel like someone can put a front on for that, you know, that chase that you're having and just, you know, escape reality together and live in your own little bubble. But then when you have to break out of your bubble into reality and face, you know, a real life situation, then that's what how your true colors come out and how then the chase is not as appealing when it is morphing into that catch once you've been committed. So I feel like that definitely is how things have been for me.
Well, I agree. So for Lady Megatron and Lady Frey Frey, let them know the anime aspect of the catch. Most anime focus mostly on the chase. That's the thing. They'll spend the whole season, the whole series, of one guy or this girl trying to get with this guy. And the series would end, you know, with a big kiss, and then they flash like 10 years in the future and they have kids.
Naruto.
That's usually how it works. I can guess it's a similar where any movie and any kind of romantic comedy is kind of similar where they show more of they trying to get together than what actually happened. And so, like I said, I believe that's why those writers do that, because the normal anime otaku could visualize himself as that anime character chasing after the girl. You know, that's pretty much having the confidence to do that, or the girl can envision herself, you know, going after that guy, envision that, well, if I get him, he could be, you know, somebody who she can mold or something like that.
Well, and I feel like, I mean, although I haven't watched anime much, I feel like a guy would do some crazy action to get the girl's attention, like save her from a possible rape. Is he going to be doing this every day? No, but those couple times really make that difference.
Yeah, let's give y'all a reference. Lady Frey Frey, let's watch the first 18 minutes on the show. First 18 minutes. She probably can get
that's
through it.
That's all you need.
But she's going to watch the rest, but she gets to go through the first 18 minutes and then just roll. So that's where the reference came from.
Yeah, but see, in her mind, she's like, oh, he did this. In reality, he's not going to do this every day.
Okay, I got you.
Hello.
Alright, so, I can tell you why, personally, I always prefer the catch than the chase. Because, I figured reality, to me, is always more fun than fantasy. Because, I'm not a fan of the concept of perfection. I prefer the concept of improvement. I like where, as a couple, you grow together, you get better. You know, this might not work not now, but you work this out, you compromise, and you get better at it. And that's my thing, is that I always want to live my life improving if I feel like to a point and I'm not and I'm too perfect, like it's like playing a video game. If you are perfect at the video game, you don't play it anymore. You're done. And that's why I feel like life, I always prefer the concept of improving. That's why I was like the if I had to watch those romantic comedy with Lady Megatron, I gotta rather watch the ones with they meeting the parents, they already married or they're engaged and they're gonna meet the parents and they gotta figure those out. Because those are like more realistic concepts where how you can handle actually their family and those little things like, you know, kids. And I found like a more interesting storyline than the fantasy of, well, everything's gonna go perfectly.
That's deep, yo.
Are you saying that just because I'm here?
No.
Well, that was really sweet and deep.
Okay. That's exactly what I was going for.
Aww.
Anybody have anything else to add to that? Good.
I think you pretty much summed it up and nobody wants
to follow that. I don't think anyone can follow that romantic sentiment that you just made.
I mean, I can be goofy and be me if you want me to, but that's coming up soon.
Hey! But with that, we transition to our new segment, A Moment with Black Star.
I feel like we should have some mood music or something here.
But you're so glad.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of mood.
Thank you, brother. I'm Black Star, and today we're talking about anime battles. What is your best anime battle, Brother Richard?
Naruto vs. Neji.
Why is that?
I felt like that was the most realistic ninja fight there is. Naruto was scared as hell because he didn't want Neji to hit him. Neji was overconfident because he had way better tools. And I found it was a more interesting fight.
For me, it'd be the anime called Scared, or as in its written term, as Cried. Final fight, it was destined to happen from beginning to end, but they never showed it. They would have been friends. They admitted they would have been friends. They would have met in different terms, but it was like the biggest fight of the whole anime. Lasted what 30 minutes. End of the anime, it was over. One person won. One person died. Good way to end it. Not that anime's in that way. It was in some kind of romantic, sensual way. But the anime, they stuck to the core. Someone died. Someone had to go. And that's the moment of Black Star.
Isn't that my love life? Nice.
Okay.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay, Black Star. I know when I told you to do it, I thought you can go relationship-wise. But okay, battles. Awesome.
And he had to get it off his chest.
Yeah, he had to get it off his chest.
Maybe every week is something different.
And that's...
Maybe, and for his relationships, this was a really big deal.
You never know.
And that's A Moment with Black Star.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
I hope not.
No.
So, now we move on to the second question. Lady Frey Frey.
Why are bad or abusive relationships in the media entertaining?
Yes. I have noticed that. I was like watching a YouTube video. Her name is Lacey Green. And she was talking about how bad of a role model the Twilight stars were. And then I started thinking like, huh. That was like a really popular show. And then she mentioned how pop and how bad Christian Grey was in Fifty Shades of Grey. And I was like, huh, that was a really popular movie. And I started figuring, like, how many movies are like that? And then I started watching anime and I realized, huh, most of the anime have girls punching the hell out of the guys. That's very abusive.
That's real life.
No. I hope not.
I hope not. And so, and I realized that, like, a lot of the things we watch are entertaining. It's all based on either bad relationships or abusive relationships. Why do we find it entertaining? Like, seriously.
So, me being a reality TV junkie, I'm attracted to these different shows that do display sometimes bad relationships, as evidenced by Teen Mom and some of the relationships in that show. I feel like it's, I watch these reality shows to escape reality, and because my world is so different from that, it is entertaining to me, and it makes me really appreciate what I have even more. But I know that it's not maybe the healthiest thing to do, and if you were actually experiencing these abusive and just flat-out bad relationships, I feel like you'd probably have a different perspective on these type of shows, because it's probably re-traumatizing you if you have been traumatized in those situations before.
Or you think it's normalized.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. It could be normalized behaviors, and so maybe why I like it too. I don't know.
I guess, okay. I guess I have an additional question in regards to that. Who determines whether a relationship is bad or abusive? Does the couple determine it, or do society determine it?
Society.
That's a very good question. I would agree that society does, unless it really, maybe, unless, like, outside members of somebody's family or other people start telling somebody it's not okay, or when the person realizes that. I feel like a lot of times in relationships, people are out, yes, for the relationship, but basically to get what they want out of the relationship, whether it be love, affection, that, you know, just having a significant other. And so a lot of times I feel like people can be manipulative, which I guess can be seen as abusive or bad, but you know, if that works for the other person, then who's to say that that's bad?
Okay. For example, Lady Megatron loved the Kardashian shows, right? But, okay, like, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are together. Some people consider it a bad relationship. Why? Don't they see him happy? Don't they seem like they have some kind of understanding? Why is it considered a bad relationship? Like, who determines that?
So being the reality TV junkie I am and watching that family, I don't know, I really like that family for some reason. I don't support a lot of the things they do, but it's entertaining to me. But I could see that their relationship, people would see their relationship as not necessarily abusive, but people almost feel like Kanye is brainwashing Kim, because he controls, like, what she wears and what she says and how she acts. Personally, I feel like she's finally found someone who she truly admires and she respects in a relationship. And so they're growing together as a couple. And it may look like she's morphing into more of, like, his puppet. But I think he's also softening up as a result of her. So I feel like it does appear as that type of relationship, but I don't think it's to that extent. But then again, I don't know them. So I don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
I agree. So I know just to bring anime into this. There is a certain female character. They call Yandere. And the whole point of the character is that she's supposed to be an attractive girl who's nice on the outside, but are willing to kill you if you mess up. And, I mean, literally kill you. I don't talk about just...
I don't even know this, but I like this girl already.
Like, and there are otakus who love this kind of character, and they want to be with a sexy girl if you talk to another girl who will be willing to stab you. And I think they find that hot. And I don't know why is that hot and entertaining. That is scary as hell. I don't know why people find that entertaining, but, yeah. There's an anime called Future Diary. You should watch it, Blackstar. And one of the creepiest thing ever, I'm going to show y'all scenes that, where the male character saw the girl who, you know, who's into her, had some dead bodies in our house, and like normal person, he ran away. And she came to the door, you know, he looked through the keyhole, and she was like, "I'll see you tomorrow, honey." And I was like, that's some creepy crap right there. But that's a really popular anime. That's some creepy stuff.
Did he know that there are dead bodies in our house?
He saw it, and he ran away. That's right. Oh. He ran away, and he saw it.
I guess to name another anime with abusive, kind of abusive relationship is Fairy Tail. Me and Ginger Man was talking about this before. Erza. She's this strong, badass woman that anytime a man sees her, they get intimidated and scared by her. But then she meets a guy from her past, and she's become this soft, delicate woman who's this emotional as all ever. I'm getting looks from Lady Megatron over here. But
I'm just listening.
Okay. So she's this tough, strong woman who no one can knock her down. But then she sees this one man from her past and she just falls apart. she unravels, I should say. Another word, better word to say it. And I feel like if, actually, you know what? I thought I was going with this, so.
Was she abusive? And then all of a sudden,
no,
like,
oh my God. I was letting them go, but I don't know.
Elsa
wasn't abused.
She was abusive to Natsu and Gray. It's an Anza fight. She knocked him out.
Well, okay. She treated him more like, it was a bit different than abusive thing. It's like, it was like brother-sister's relationship.
It's still abusive.
What? That was still abusive?
Exactly.
Let's beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah! Who abuses you now fight with your brother and your sister?
But how is that different than beat the shit out of your significant other?
How's that not? That's totally different.
Still to another person. That's
totally different. Honestly, do you have friends or sisters?
I have a little sister. I used to lock her in the rock house, which was the food pantry. It had rocks on the floor because it kept it cool, and it was a cement room, and I would lock her in it. And yes, I now consider that abusive because she would cry and scream. Wow. I'm sorry, my sister. I did this kind of a lot.
Where were your parents?
My parents didn't leave us with a babysitter. We lived in the country. Who's gonna know? Alone.
Oh, wow.
I guess I can end one more thing though. Is with me being in criminal justice, there's a quote that was said, and it kind of goes perfectly with abusive relationships. Is that if it's not legal, is it still wrong?
Yeah.
If it's not,
if it's not illegal,
is it still wrong?
Oh, if it's not illegal, is it still wrong? Yeah. I guess it depends on your views.
That's society views. That's what I have.
Yep.
It's all norms. Mm-hmm. Like,
copy for next time.
Yep. So like I say, some cultures are okay women being in the kitchen cooking. Some cultures, hell no. That's just how it works, right?
Yeah, like this culture.
Like this culture.
Oh, yeah. Right? That's why I don't cook.
Yeah. All right. Anybody want to add anything else to add to that? Okay. Quiz time.
Woo! I like quizzes.
I always get a C.
Those are always all the circles I fill in. That's just what I'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. To the Knights. The quiz is based on I'm going to name countries. You got to tell me if this is a real country.
Oh, God, I'm terrible at this.
I'm going to geography fly.
Or is this an anime country?
Can we use Google?
No. First country, the Bahamas.
Real.
Fake.
I think Brother Gingerman was born here, so real.
Well, obviously I know it's real, but.
Okay, then. Yay, everybody got the first one right. Warming it up.
Wow.
Okay. Christmas Islands.
Real.
Yeah.
Not real.
Real country. It's Southeast Asia.
Nice job, Meg.
We caught it this time.
We sure did.
A mistress.
Fake. Anime country.
A mistress?
A mistress.
That's anime.
A mistress?
A mistress.
Fake.
Yes, is anime Black Star where it's from?
Couldn't tell you, but I know it.
You seriously? Full Metal Alchemist. I can't believe you remember that.
Is that like Full Metal Jacket but Alchemist?
No.
You should watch it though.
Yeah, you should watch it. Kratos.
How do you spell?
Anime. False. Anime.
C R E T A.
I'm gonna go with Black Star on this one.
Is that false?
False. Okay. It is anime. Black Star? What anime is from?
I don't know.
Full Metal Alchemist again.
Was this be on the gate?
No.
Black Star sucks. Black Star needs to get out of the game.
It's been a long day.
Monster Rat.
Oh my God, that's so obviously fake.
Fake.
Monster Rat.
Go with anime.
Anime?
Mm-hmm.
It's a real country. It's in the Caribbean.
What's it called?
Seriously?
Monster Rat.
Monster Rat?
Yep. I knew this country because my dad had to work there several times.
It's a nudist?
It's not a nudist.
He said he knew this.
I knew.
I didn't
I'm sorry.
You gotta bring it to a whole other level.
I need to go there.
Yeah. It's a Caribbean country. Huh. Britannia.
Anime.
Rio.
I'm gonna say Rio.
Anime.
Oh.
Which anime is it?
I don't know.
I don't know why you keep asking them.
I'll probably
go
back and watch this one.
The
Ark? Code Geass.
Yeah, I've actually never watched Code Geass either. So that's why I know that one.
Okay. The Reunion Islands.
True.
That sounds kind of real to me.
Yeah.
Anime.
We should have a reunion there.
Yeah.
Reunion show we could do there.
For reals.
It's a real place.
Woo! We're taking a trip! Oh, next month!
It's in East Africa. Okay. The Mushroom Kingdom.
No, that's false. Is that from My Little Pony?
Or, yeah, anime.
My Little Pony. My Little Pony.
I guess technically.
It's more of a video game.
Yes.
I know that one.
Yep. Trick question.
It was a trick question. Which video game is it from?
It's me, Mario.
Good job!
Wow, you got one!
He's giving a cookie.
Remember that C I told you about? That's the reason why.
I don't understand.
I don't show my work.
Oh.
Okay. Awesome. I'm glad I worked out.
Last but not least, the final question. The best question. The question for all you viewers.
For their listeners.
The listeners. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're viewers too. I'm the same.
Yes, we're on YouTube.
What is the forbidden fruit?
The forbidden fruit.
Oh, the forbidden fruit is like the hottest hot guy or the hottest hot girl ever. That it's like, there's no way in hell they're going to choose you.
No, that's not the forbidden fruit.
The vagina?
No.
You mean the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice?
No. No two back quotes. No. Okay. The forbidden fruit. You okay, Blackstar? It's something you know you shouldn't want or have.
Oh, the bad girl or the bad boy.
It's more like messing with the married guy, the married woman, someone who's taking. What they consider the forbidden fruit.
Screw that business. I don't want to deal with that. I don't like competition. Psht.
Okay.
It's simple, like you... You know, like in like certain countries, you shouldn't mess with a certain culture. You shouldn't, they say you don't connect. Like in the olden days, you shouldn't, white people shouldn't mix with black people. Mm-hmm. Those kind of things where it would be forbidden. Mm-hmm. Society do not encourage it.
I feel like the forbidden fruit though always changes because society always changes.
That's a good point.
I feel like forbidden fruit can also change based on what your family's values, morals are, depending on who they think you're supposed to be with, who they think you're supposed to want.
Okay.
Arranged marriage.
Okay. but in the sense of media, do you love watching stories about the forbidden fruit? About the
You want to see
it's intriguing.
Yeah, you want to see how and if they'll get together and like in what way and will their family turn around and see this as what it's supposed to be.
Wait, so y'all love watching the home wrecker? The guy.
It's entertaining.
That's all
I want that bastard to get caught.
Yeah. Revenge.
When I think forbidden fruit, I don't think of the married person because I'm not going to mess with that.
That's considered forbidden fruit, though.
Yeah, but personally, I'm not going to mess with that. That sounds weird too much time. I want more attention than if someone's willing to give to two different people, if not five different people.
I know mainstream anime doesn't touch that topic as much. Like, I think I've seen one or two, but it's not really popular. Because usually, the rule is, once the character is married, that's it. Person is off limits. And that's, even if she or he were into this person before, the moment he or she got married, it's over. You should never even have any kind of feelings when it's done. Your feelings died when they put a ring on it. Mm. That's how anime treats that.
And where's the Beyonce? Oh.
Nice. I like the hip switch.
I try.
Well, I feel like in our society that if you are going out with a wedding ring, you get hit on more times than you go out when you just are like completely available, because people like that challenge, and they like what we were talking about. They like the chase.
Well,
that's actually very true.
I don't know if it's more of a challenge. I think I know a lot of guys and women, and it's based on some friends. I'm not gonna call names, and you don't know all of them, Lady Megatron. So I'm not gonna say. And I know some of them mess with married individuals because they know that they don't have to invest so much time into them. Because, you know, girls who mess with married guys know that they can do their thing, and they'll hook up with the married guy when they have free time and he have free time. And they don't have to always go out with him and call him all the time. It's just more of something. When they need something, they're calling. It's that kind of relationship.
It's not like a sugar daddy.
I now said, I need more money. Sugar daddy is no money. It's not a sugar daddy, it's no money. That's all it is. It's all a neutral sexual thing. That's a lot of times how the forbidden fruit go. So I guess all just about movies where homework can happen.
Yeah.
I was asking you, have y'all watched, I'm pretty sure y'all watch Notebook?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Was the main male character a homewrecker?
No, they weren't married yet.
Mm-mm. So it's only count if they're married? Because then he was engaged to her, right? If I remember the movie.
Yeah, right. You're right. They were engaged. But it was true love, according to the movie.
He stole homeboy's girl. That's what happened.
They were meant to be.
They were meant to be? That's how it works?
Yeah. But you pose a good point. So what if that day would have come when they get married and then she sees Ryan Gosling and then she's like, oh man, I need your body, and then they get crazy once again. I mean, it could have been just like a day away.
All right. I say forbidden fruit. All right, so anything else to add to it?
Nope. No.
Okay,
thanks for listening. Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. Come back next time. It's